I don't know how this happened, Trey, and I apologize. Bob, I think I already apologized to him. I don't know how it happened, but somehow I'm going to be on the NFL Network in a top 10 Eagles
just
all
keeps
time.
Bringing it up.
And Trey Thomas, who played in the league for, you were in you two 12. Seasons? Oh, 12. I'm sorry.
12 years.
No. Not in the years
as an Eagle.
Not in the Brian Dawkins football life. Maybe a man that can help us with this and also tell us a little bit about the one that I'm in.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I don't make these phone calls. They called me. Brian Rosenfeld from the NFL Network. Brian, good morning.
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. My friend and co-host here, Trey Thomas, I think is a little upset with there's the Brian Dawkins thing tonight. Is it 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah, Brian Dawkins Football Life tonight, 8 o'clock, NFL Network. Yeah. I didn't produce that, Trey, so I can't tell you exactly why you're not in it, but let's just say I'm happy I'm not the guy here who's got Trey Thomas angry at him right now.
Hey, what in the hell is going on? I only live right down the street from you guys. I mean, come on.
I'm sure you'll be in it. I'm sure you'll be in it as, like, you know, I'm sure there'll be game footage.
No. Oh, yeah, there's tons of game footage.
I'm sure they'll accidentally catch you from behind.
Yeah, they might catch me, like, walking by.
That was me.
Yeah, I have my kids sitting right. That was me.
Now that's premiering tonight at 8 o'clock, Brian Dawkins Football Life?
Correct. Yeah, it's series Football Life. It's now in its eighth season. With Dawkins getting into the Hall of Fame this year or last year, we thought it was a perfect time. He's got a great story. So it's premiering tonight at 8 o'clock.
And then I don't know, maybe 5 months ago, 6 months ago, I get a call from you guys, an email actually, asking me if I want to be in this, and I was. Like NFL Films, if you're just at all even a sport, you don't even have to be a football fan. You know what NFL Films, you know what the NFL Network does. You know what you guys put together is just masterpiece after masterpiece. So I of course, obliged. It was for the top 10 all-time Philadelphia Eagles. I'm honored to be asked to be in. I'm honored that I'm actually going to make the cut, which is incredible. So what went into producing this?
Wait a minute. I didn't make that one either. But go ahead. I pleaded for you, Trey.
I can't reveal the whole list, Trey. You're going to have to watch to find out and see if you made it or not.
Will do.
But going back, Top 10's a series we've been doing now for about 10 years. For the past couple of years, I've pitched doing a Top 10 Eagles show. We're trying to look for the right time. And obviously with the Super Bowl win this past year, it was the right time. So, we got together a bunch of newspaper columnists, bunch of radio guys, but some actors, some comedians, and did some interviews, and we got a Top 10 Eagles show coming out.
Was there anything that's really stuck out to you? Because Brian, are you from the area?
I am, yeah. I'm a lifelong Eagles fan. I have a co-producer on it, too. He's also a lifelong Eagles fan. So this was something we've been looking to do for years, and it was great to put together.
Now, was there anything that even as a lifelong Eagles fan like you, was there anything that jumped out to you like, oh, wow, I didn't know that?
I'm 38 years old, so obviously I don't know some of the history. Obviously, from working here, I've done my research and I know a little bit. But going back, and I know earlier I heard you talking about a guy like Pete Pihos who made the list. Just going back and watching his footage and seeing the Eagles, the Football League didn't start in 1970 or even 2000. It started back in the 40s and 50s with guys like Pete Pihos. So just going back and doing that research and realizing how great these founders of the game were was really eye-opening to me.
I'm sure that's got to be great just from a fan perspective, like you putting all this together. That's got to be incredible. What goes into this? I mean, we watch these all the time. I think we talked, 5-6 months ago. What goes into producing something like this?
So first it comes with obviously generating the idea, then it comes with coming up with the list. There's a group of people here, our historians, some of our senior producers here, fans obviously of the team come up with the list, put it together, put it in order, and then we start going out and doing interviews. We started doing interviews at the Pro Bowl and Super Bowl and the Combine where we got a lot of the writers and stuff like that, people who aren't necessarily from Philly, but just a lot of the writers. But for this show, we knew we needed a Philly flavor, so we started coming back and after we did all those and saw what we had, we got guys like you. We interviewed Merrill Reese, Ray Dittinger, Ron Jaworski, Greg Cosell, just a bunch of guys who could give us that real local flavor. And then it's just researching the footage, taking what the things you guys said and finding the footage to amplify it. And I think I interviewed, 5-6 months ago, and we've sort of been working on it ever since. And it's now it's going to be coming out this weekend.
I honestly thought I just sucked and I didn't make it. That's what but I probably
congratulations for making it.
I heard you talking earlier, Mark, and you said, you know, you're talking about guys like McDonald and Pihos. You sound like a fraud. I have to disagree. I thought you came off pretty good. In fact, those are two of the segments that you end up making it in the show. So,
my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, totally cut out.
Yeah,
right.
Wow. Yeah, you're not on the outside looking in. Like
I think you hear a voice. I think you hear a voice say, "What do you think of Pihos?" And I just go, "He was good." And then I'm out. No, that was really cool because, you know, I've heard about those guys, you know, my whole life, obviously. And it was cool to be able to talk about that. I got to say that this was a little nerve-wracking, Brian. This was the thing, and we're speaking with Brian Rosenfeld from the NFL Network, put together the top 10 Eagles of all time. It premieres, is it Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night, 10:15. That's more of the better time viewing. If you're a late night person, it airs tonight at 1 o'clock, and it airs tomorrow night at 1 o'clock in the morning. But for the normal people who can't stay up that late, it airs at 10:15 on Monday, October 15th.
I gotta tell you, the most nerve wracking thing about this, Bob, was they say to you, "Who would you argue with?" And I'm like, "What? You want me to argue with the NFL Network?"
Yeah.
Like, I can say, "Hey, I love me some me, but I'm not about to argue with the grandmasters."
Yeah, you
got to
pick your fights in life, and that's not one of them.
No, absolutely not. But it was really fun, and Brian, I am honored that I got to be a part of it, and you guys were so professional and so awesome to be able to sit down with for half hour and just talk about all these guys. It was such a thrill. You guys did a phenomenal job, and I can't wait to see the finished product.
Awesome. Thank you very much for sitting down with us then. Thank you very much for having me on today. And yeah, we look forward to doing stuff in the future. And as I said, Monday, 10:15, top 10 Philadelphia Eagles. Let us know what you guys think.
Absolutely. And I look forward to Trey Thomas, A Football Life. That'll be good.
That would be awesome. Let's do that.
I'll get that pitch going right away.
Yeah, do that.
Thanks a lot, Brian. I appreciate it, buddy. You have a good one and good luck with the piece.